Carrie's War by Nina Borden. Chapter 1. Carrie had often dreamed about coming back. In her dreams, she was 12 years old again. Short, scratched legs in red socks and scuffed brown sandals, walking along the narrow dirt path at the side of the railway line, to where it plunged down, off the high ridge, through the Druid's Grove. The yew trees in the grove were dark green, and so old that they had grown twisted and lumpy, like arthritic fingers, and in Carrie's dream, the fingers reached out for her, plucking at her hair and her skirt as she ran. She was always running by the end of this dream, running away from the house, uphill towards the railway line. But when she did come back, with her own children, the railway line had been closed. The sleepers had been taken up, and the flat, stony top of the ridge was so overgrown with blackberries and wild rose and hazelnut bushes that it was like pushing through a forgotten forest in a fairy tale. The tangled wood round Sleeping Beauty's castle. Pulling off the sticky brambles that clung to their jeans, Carrie's children said,
"No one's been here for hundreds of years. Not hundreds, thousands. 100,000 years, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
this was no time at all. I was here with Uncle Nick 30 years ago, during the war, when England was at war with Germany. The government sent the children out of the city so they shouldn't be bombed. We weren't told where we were going, just told to turn up at our schools with a packed lunch and a change of clothes.